Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Polls are closing in a number of states at this hour, including some important races that may give some early signs of where tonight might go, whether a much-vaunted red wave or blue bulwark materializes. Georgia and Virginia are among them. NPR's Windsor Johnston joins me now here in studio. Windsor, let's take a look first at Georgia.
Well, in Georgia, voters are deciding whether to re-elect Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock to what would be his first full term in the Senate. He's trying to fend off a challenge from former NFL player Republican Herschel Walker. According to polls, this race at this point is considered to be a toss-up. And also with a third-party candidate on the ballot, it's possible that neither will surpass the 50% threshold they need to win the seat. Now, if that's the case, that would set Walker and Warnock up for a runoff election in December. It's kind of similar to what happened in 2020 when Warnock was up against Republican John Ossoff.
And a lot of people thinking that may be what happens there. Let's turn to Virginia. What do we see in that race tonight?
Well, for years, Virginia has served as a bellwether in national politics. And in this case, the outcome of several key congressional races could play a major role in determining which party ends up controlling the House. The most closely watched contests involve three Democratic incumbents. You have Abigail Spanberger is running for re-election in the 7th District, and Elaine Luria is trying to retain her seat in the 2nd District. Recent polling shows those matchups are considered extremely close, and with both candidates locked in tight races with the Republican challengers. Then you have Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton, who's heavily favored to win re-election in the 10th. That's a Democratic stronghold in Northern Virginia.
And polls also closing this hour, we should mention, in much of Florida and South Carolina and Vermont. NPR's Windsor Johnston. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is facing a closer-than-expected challenge from first-time candidate Joe O'Day. NPR's Deja Walsh has more.
Colorado has trended blue, but Bennett, running for his third term, is facing a tough contest from O'Day, a construction company CEO. Bennett touts infrastructure money, investments in climate programs, and protections for public lands he secured for Colorado. O'Day repeatedly ties Bennett to President Biden and says rising costs for gas and groceries mean voters should turn to a Republican. Abortion is a flashpoint in the race. O'Day stresses he supports keeping abortion legal up to 5 months in a pregnancy, but he opposed a state law preserving access to abortion services. If Republicans flip this blue seat red, it will be widely seen as evidence of a red wave. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, Washington.
And we won call tonight. Republican Tim Scott has won re-election to the U.S. Senate from South Carolina. This is NPR. A federal judge is rejecting a bid by Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes for a new trial, deciding a recent attempt by a prosecution witness to contact her was not a sufficient reason. The ruling issued late yesterday, the latest setback for Holmes, a former Silicon Valley star who at one point was worth an estimated $4.5 billion. Currently, she faces 20 years in prison. 38-year-old Holmes sentenced to be scheduled November the 18th in San Jose. Climate scientists are warning that people most at risk from climate change are not getting adequate guidance about how to survive a hotter planet. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports the warning came in an international climate talk in Egypt.
Millions of people live on islands, in low-lying countries, and in places where climate change is causing severe drought. Deborah Roberts is co-chair of the most recent United Nations Climate Science Report.
The impacts are here. They're now, and they're affecting the most vulnerable.
But research about how to adapt to global warming focuses on wealthy countries. That's what top climate scientists attending the COP27 summit in Egypt warned at a presentation during the climate negotiations. The disparity leaves millions of people without guidance as the Earth heats up. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
An unidentified person in Southern California, apparently the winner in last night's record Powerball drawing, winning a more than $2 billion jackpot. Winning ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, northeast of Los Angeles. The business will receive a maximum Powerball bonus of $1 million for selling that winning ticket. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.